July 5th quarter show. We're going to run down some eight-man scores real quick. Drexel, eight-man District 1, Drexel 13, Chilhowee 0 and a forfeit. Liberal 84, Northwest Hughesville 24. District 2, Stewartsville traveled to Norbert Hardin Central tonight. Stewartsville comes out with a 32-26 win. North Shelby 76, Bramer 7. In District 3, Stanbury 26, King City 22 in the 4-5 matchup. Worth County 46, North Nottoway 0. Albany 78, South Nottoway 34. In District 4, Mound City 52, Rockport 6, and North Andrew 80 over St. Joe LeBlanc 24. Joining us now is St. Joe LeBlanc coach Eric Fairchild. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, you guys went up to North Andrew tonight. You know, you knew going up there, being the 7th seed, the 6th seed, that North Andrew was going to be a big challenge for you guys.
We were the 7.
You were the 7.
Right.
Okay.
And, North Andrew's got a really good team. They're big and physical, and they run the ball really well. It's a very dynamic offense that they run. They were able to put some points on the board against them. But really proud of the kids. They played hard the whole way.
Were you guys able to stay in the game early on, or North Andrew kind of jump out on you?
You know, we were actually able to hang early on. Did a really nice job, and really happy with what we were able to do. And we got the ball first, got a few chunk plays, and attempted about a 35-yard field goal that we missed just a little outside. With that, they took over the ball and got a couple big plays on us, and they were able to go score. And we hung around. I was really pleased with the effort and what we were able to do. We just weren't quite able to finish it.
Yeah, when you're playing that in that big underdog role, you know, you want to try to be able to control the ball offensively as much as you can, keep the other team off the field. You know, you guys put 24 points on the board tonight. Who were your offensive standouts tonight?
Well, Hunter Heck actually scored all four of those. Would have had one kick return, I want to say one punt return, and three catches, or two catches for touchdowns. So he had a fantastic night all the way around. He was able to – excuse me. It was one kick return, one pick six, and then two through the air. So just a fantastic night for him, but he was one of the seniors that was able to go out with a great night. It's always nice to see that.
And coach, you guys were a fairly young team this year. Do you have any other seniors that you want to mention tonight?
Yeah, we've actually got 6 of them that all played a pretty big role for us this year. Hunter Heck played wide receiver for us, and as well as D-back, and then Caden Stevenson had a fantastic year playing linebacker and slot receiver for us. And then Owen Scott, actually a cross-country runner for the most part, decided to come out this year and had a really nice year for us. Josh Doherty was one of our linemen. Chase O'Meara battled some injuries throughout the course of the year, but he was a running back as well as a middle linebacker. And then Billy Wise gave us some great time. He actually played. He asked me tonight if he could play on the line for a couple plays because that was the only spot offensively he hadn't played. So we stuck him in there for a series on the offensive line, and he actually did a tremendous job there too. So he made it throughout the course of the year playing wide receiver, running back, quarterback, and on the line for a little bit. So a very versatile player for us.
So, coach, you guys won a couple games this year. You're new there this year. LeBlanc dropped down to 8-man. What's your feelings on the season, and what are you going to have to do next year to, or what are you going to have to do in the offseason to keep the program moving forward?
You know, I mean, I think it's the same thing that everybody else is going to tell you. You just got to get bigger, faster, stronger. That's really what you're looking for. And, we got to get in the weight room to do a good job there. If we're able to do that, I feel pretty good about what these kids are capable of achieving.
All right, Coach, you've been a loyal caller this year. Appreciate your loyalty and calling us every week, win, lose, or draw. And best of luck the rest of the school year.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the coverage you give the kids. I appreciate it.
All right, that was Coach Eric Fairchild of St. Joe LeBlanc. They go up to play North Andrew tonight in fall, 80-24. But as you heard, Coach Fairchild, very proud of his kids' effort, and they were able to hang around in that game for a little bit.